Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're starting the day with a look at the global mood. Politico has three reporters in Bonn, Germany, for the UN Climate Conference. They write that Trump is taking a beating on the world stage, where leaders of Mexico and Canada formalized their agreement to circumvent Trump and work directly with mostly Democratic governors of climate-minded states.
Breaking news this morning from the AP. China is sending an envoy to North Korea following Trump's visit to Beijing. And while Republicans in Washington are focused on trying to pass tax reform, not everyone is excited about it. The Wall Street Journal's Natalie Andrews tweeted that few hands went up at a Wall Street Journal CEO Council event yesterday when CEOs were asked if they plan to increase their company's capital investments if the GOP's tax bill passes. Gary Cohn, who was on stage, asked, "Why aren't the other hands going up?"
Here are some important tax reform developments. Brian Fowler reports the new Senate Republican plan plans to make a number of tax cuts for individual payers temporary, setting them to expire in 2025. It's an effort to bring the legislation in compliance with the Senate's arcane budget rules. Now, Republicans will tell you that these tax breaks will never expire, that in 2025, the Congress will again extend them. And there's some evidence to that. The Bush tax cuts were extended several times. At the same time, Hatch would make the business tax cuts permanent. Other changes include beefing up the child tax credit to $2,000 per child, which has been the one thing Ivanka Trump has been pushing for. He's also tweaking the rates and incomes for which various tax brackets would kick in, and he's allowing people to set up 529 education savings accounts for unborn children.
One of the biggest changes in the Senate is the addition of repealing Obamacare's individual mandate. This move is not a surefire winner. Here's why. House conservatives are wary of Alexander Murray, which props up insurance payments for low-income earners. The big question is whether they'll be okay voting for a tax plan with the individual repeal, all while propping up the health care law. After a quick round of conversations last night, we think the answer is no. Remember, the Senate and House bills need to be reconciled and meshed together. That will happen down the road. And don't forget, we've got just 23 days until Congress needs to lift the debt limit and fund government.
Here's where things stand with Roy Moore. Sungmin Scoop Kim and John Bresnahan report that McConnell is predicting Moore would be expelled from the chamber if he wins. It's decision time for the White House, Alex Eisenstadt, Ileana Johnson, and Josh Dossie write. Trump is expected to address the situation now that he's returned to the U.S. The RNC is withdrawing its support for Moore, and even the right flank is changing its tune on Moore. Sean Hannity said last night that Moore has 24 hours to fully explain his inconsistencies. And the Daily Beast is reporting that Steve Bannon is also taking the temperature from his inner circle about how to proceed.
Trump is returning from Asia with few clear wins, Andrew Rustuccia reports, while the New York Times and the Washington Post have pieces up about how the DOJ is becoming more politicized under Trump. Most recently, after Attorney General Jeff Sessions has asked prosecutors to evaluate whether a special prosecutor should be appointed regarding accusations against Hillary Clinton. And Annie Carney reports that Clinton aides are trying to keep the focus on Trump over the threat of a special counsel.
On Russia, BuzzFeed is reporting that the FBI and other agencies are scrutinizing 60 Russian payments directed to be used to finance the election campaign of 2016. The New York Times has a piece up about how Washington has hired a private Russian company co-founded by a former KGB boss to secure the U.S. embassy in Moscow. This is due to the Russian-mandated staff cuts at the embassy.
And Matt Friedman reports that there is still no verdict in New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's case. The jury is set to resume deliberations today after telling the court they were deadlocked on all charges. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.